she puts it out to dry, and she has these big hunks of soap out there. She, don't get me wrong, they don't use that to bathe or wash with. She uses it, you wouldn't believe it, but it's excellent on that real dirty clothes, like when Daddy's out on the road for tar oil, anything like that, it gets it out.
Like that oxygen soap or something like that?
Probably. I've never used that. But she swears by it.
Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
Probably shut the door.
Okay.
If somebody nice was around, I'd probably say it nicely and say, close the door. But it's usually, shut the door, kids.
On some houses, you have boards on the outside that lap over each other, like this, you know?
Yes.
You call those...
Just ask John what you call that. I call it siding, I guess.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
And a hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I...
And I nailed the picture up, is what I do.
I worked the nail in.
I hammered it in, I guess.
Or I got in my car and I... What to town?
Drove to town.
You say, he has never what a car.
Now wait.
He hasn't ever...
Driven.
Okay. What about drove? Did you say that? He has never
drove a car. I hope I feel like I'm educated enough to say driven. You know what my bad word is?
What?
It's them. It's because John's calling me down so many times for that, but I've gotten such a bad habit of them things. Get them things over there. That's my baddie right there.
You feel pretty conscious of language? Are you pretty?
The only thing I don't like about my language, the type of language I use, is I use too many cuss words. But other than that, I'm not ashamed of the way I talk. I'm sure I wouldn't fit in with the most educated crowd, but... And I don't, if I read a lot more, I'd probably know a lot more, but I don't even want to take the time for reading. I used to do that a lot.
What did you read? What did you sort of
read? Just really any sort of novels. When I was a little kid, I read every mystery book I could get my hands on, that and autobiographies and biographies, those kind of things. I enjoyed those. I guess... Really, my reading now is limited to what I have a friend, Beth, that just, she reads. Oh, God, does she read. And when she comes across something that she just really taught me into, then I'll take it. My problem is, though, is when I sit down to read, I've got to sit down and finish the book. Because I can't pick up and leave things. I've got to complete things in one sitting or one day or something. That's just like when I clean the house when I'm... And I start on it. I'm not just talking about everyday cleaning, but I'm doing stuff like windows and all that. I've got to do the whole house in one day, or I can't go back to it.
You'd say, he doesn't know how to what a car.
To drive a car.
Okay. And what would you call a little building you could use for storing wood?
A woodshed.
What about for tools?
A tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the buildings they had outside?
Outhouses.
Any other name for them?
Well, we had one. We called it an outhouse or just a toilet.
Do you ever hear any joking names or kind of vulgar names?
Oh, you could. What? Now everybody calls it the John. Outhouse. No.
How does John sound?
Well, it doesn't sound too good since John's name is John. I guess that's supposed to be a neat way of saying it or something. I don't know. I just always call it the bathroom.